This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Joining us this morning, or this afternoon, is the third hour, the new third hour segment sponsor. He runs a company, a very long-running company called DeSantis Holsters, DeSantis Gun Leather. Just DeSantis should be enough for anybody that's ever seen their stuff, and that is Gene DeSantis, who yesterday taunted me with his lovely backyard. How are you today, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm good. I've been many times since you told me about what you were looking out over the other day, I have pictured that backyard with that pool, that freshly skimmed pool, and that 70-some-odd degree weather.
I've got to do a little video clip, and I'll send it to you.
I sure would appreciate that. So, now you maintain two residences. Your business, of course, is in New York State, and you are currently in Florida. For you, when you came into business in the 70s and everything, you have seen various things come and go as far as governments and regulations and rules. And has there ever been a time where a new rule came out and it put it slowed your business down? I'm thinking in terms, you make a highly sought-after holster that a lot of people run. They ever taken away one of the guns you were looking to put into one of your holsters?
Let me see. Yes, there was one, but it wasn't for a holster. It was, I forgot what they called it. It was a drum-fed 12-gauge shotgun, and they made everybody who owned one of these things either give them up to a dealer or get them registered as an AOW without a charge. Government was very good like that. But they made sure they knew who you were at that point.
When was the worst time that you can think of, though? How bad was the assault weapons ban time for you?
You know what? It's still bad over there, especially in New York. I mean, I moved a number of my ARs to Florida because we just couldn't use them that way legitimately in New York. It's silly stuff. I mean, bayonet mounts, flash suppressors. I don't know what else they did on that ridiculous New York assault ban weapon. To have a New York compliant gun, I think we still have a couple in the factory. They're just not the same as shooting a regular AR. I don't know, Bill, how many people do you suppose have been killed in this country with a bayonet mounted on an AR in the last 50 or 60 years?
I don't know. The last time I saw a bayonet was in 1984 when I was in basic training.
Yeah, there you go. Do you remember how they taught you in basic training? What's the spirit of the bayonet?
To kill, drill sergeant, to kill.
Well, mine was to kill without mercy.
Well, I was coming up in the 80s. We were obviously already softening up, even though my drill sergeant punched me a couple of times. But that's okay. It made me who I am today. I don't have any ill will. There you go. So for you, as far as your business and everything, now as a gun owner, now that's a whole different story. As a gun owner in New York State, how bad do some of these, like, do you? Yeah, I'm not going to ask you that question because that would be incriminating. You said you have New York compliant AR-15s. What do those look like?
They look like a flat top without a flash suppressor, no muzzle brake, nothing like that, no bayonet mount. I'm not sure if we're allowed to have the pistol grip on there or not. I think we had to take that off, too, and no folding stocks. And that's what they are. It's kind of ridiculous. But, hey, life goes on. They still do it. We're fortunate enough to be, we're firearms dealers. So our capabilities of getting, you know, the guns that are not compliant, as long as they're company guns and we don't fill out a 4473 on the gun,
right,
we can take them out the range and fire them and test them and do all of that legitimately.
Now, what would happen if you decide to give up the FFL at some point, or your sons later on decide to give up the FFL after you have, you know, you've given up going to New York and you're just going to be floating in the pool for the rest of your days? What would happen? What would have to happen to those guns if you decided to give up that FFL? What do you do? You have to destroy them? You have to turn them in? What do you have to do?
No, we'd have to send them out of state. I wouldn't destroy them. That'd be sinful.
Yeah. So, these.
You know, today was a funny day. One of my buddies called me up and he said, "I'm going up to this guy's place up in Palm Beach. He's got a whole bunch of guns there. I don't know exactly what he does, but why don't you take a ride with me?" And sure enough, I took a ride with him. And we go in, we get past the lock on the door, they buzzed us in, and wow, what an array of stuff he had there. He had an MG-42 and all sorts of stuff. He had scorpions and, well, you name it. He had barracks up on the wall. And this is a fellow that does, I think he does some training and outfitting of security companies, etc. But it was good. I have a very nice guy, and I said, you know what? I'm looking for a range down here that we can go out there and shoot our ARs, and no one standing over our shoulder counting how many seconds in between each round. He says, you can come with me. Come shoot anytime you want. Do what you want there. It's great. So it was a great find coming and finding this guy, because I have been to at least one of the outdoor ranges here, and it's really, even here in Florida, which we've got a pretty unrestricted laws. You bring an AR to the range, and they have somebody, a range officer, standing by, counting the seconds in between the rounds. Nothing more than every 5 seconds.
Yeah,
that's not quite the way we like to shoot those guns. Oh, by the way, no 30-round magazines in New York. It's got to be 10 rounds. It's a felony if you get caught with a 30-round magazine. Can you imagine that?
Now, I thought you could. I thought you could have them. You just couldn't have 30 rounds in them. They would make you count the rounds.
No. No 30-round magazine.
Okay.
Got to get rid of them. No, that's felonious.
Oh well. Oh, well, we're coming up on the first break. DeSantis gun leather, they've been around since the 70s. Their molded leather products are pure art. The only complaint I would have about a DeSantis holster would be that it didn't exist. Well, mine is it doesn't exist for a certain gun I need it for. That would be my only one, Gene. That's my only one.
No planned obsolescence.
That too.
Well, they last too long.
Yeah, well, that's a DeSantis internal problem there, where they don't have the planned obsolescence. That just means they buy them once and they're done. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. We're talking to Gene DeSantis from DeSantis Holsters. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the Reformation line, the Militia line, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Gene DeSantis of DeSantis Holsters, holsters.com, DeSantisHolsters.com. When we do talk about gun leather, you also have a very fine line now of Kydex, don't you?
Yes, it's nothing that's new to us, but we're making loads and loads of it. Yes, we are.
So
there was one thing I forgot to mention earlier.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that New York State has put into their anti-gun laws, you can't have anything, any pistol or rifle with a threaded barrel. That barrel has got no threads on the end. So the ARs that you buy have got a plain, smooth crown barrel on the end, never to be fitted with any kind of suppressor or flash hide or anything like that. And that goes along to the pistols as well.
So I take it there's been a suppressor crime wave in New York State, and that's why they had to take that step, right, to try to keep that from happening. It was just happening all the time. Is that right? Am I right about that?
It's so silly. I think our governor is more concerned with, being in front of the camera and selling books.
You know, one of the things I've always wanted to do, and I like to take photographs and shoot video on the side. I've always wanted to go down in New York City with a camera and just time to walk around and take pictures of architecture. And I used to say I was never going to do it because I couldn't carry a gun in New York City, right? Now,
few people can, right? Now, yeah. When you need it.
Yeah. Now when you need it, you can't do that. And basically, how deserted is New York City now thanks to the Gov?
Honestly, it's like a ghost town. There was a guy I saw on the news the other day that was mugged pretty badly. He was kicked in the head, the face. He was slashed by about 12 hooligans. And of course, they got away with it. And, you know, they took a few camera shots from local cameras. But I don't think they can ID any of these people. And they took his cell phone, his wallet. And I'm sure he's going to remember that for a long, long time. If
right.
Not forever.
Well,
it's really a dangerous place now because they, you know, all of the criminals that get arrested, anything short of murder, you know, they get an appearance ticket and they're out again. No cash bail. They just leave.
Yeah, that's right. You guys had bail reform, didn't you?
it's really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad. Sad. And the district attorney or the attorney general in New York State has got nothing better to do than look for ways to torture our former president, Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know how that's going to do that. They've got a couple things they want to go after. They want to go after Trump and they want to go after the NRA. Which one do you think is the more fruitful one to go after?
Well, it's going to embarrass Trump, but it's certainly not going to defeat him. The NRA, you know, they've already left, and they're doing what they have to do to get back on the ground, you know, get their feet back on the ground. And I think they will in Texas. But they've got to watch in Texas, even though it's a red state. They're looking to have that convention in a blue city where you've got a blue mayor. And I think they could pull some shenanigans at the last minute, and it could be a disaster for the NRA. For their investment, they could close the whole thing down using COVID as an excuse.
Well, do you think that's what happened to Shatcha?
I think everybody was really panicked, including we were.
Yeah.
They were talking about, before they actually pulled the plug on it, they were talking about redesigning the booth and the booth traffic so you wouldn't have to come face-to-face with anyone. And, you know, I wasn't going to go. I haven't missed any except the very first one. But this past one, had it gone to pass, I would not have been there. I just wasn't going to be shaking hands with a bunch of people that I don't know and taking a risk. I'm too old for that stuff.
I understand. I think I actually caught COVID-19 at SHOT Show. I was probably incubating it when you came by the booth.
How do you like that?
I love it. I loved it. I just loved it. It was great. It was stupendous. But anyway,
I got it on one of the four
airplanes I flew on. You don't fly, do you? You drive.
No. I fly whenever possible. I had to drive up to New York in May because of a sick dog. He wouldn't have been able to make the trip by plane. And I wound up driving there, and I drove back again. I drove back single. At least when I drove up in May, I had my wife and dog with me. And on the way back to Florida, the radio in the car was going out every minute and a half. It would go back to Fox News, and I'd have to reset it, and it'd have to reboot. And this happened for 14 hours, Bill. It was torture.
Yeah.
And when I got down to my house here the next day, I got a text message or an email from Porsche USA. They said that we've noticed that people with your model year car. I've had problems with the radio. All you have to do is press this, press that, hold that, and it'll come back. And sure enough, it was back to normal. But it couldn't have happened that, you know, when I was driving down and being upset every 3 minutes.
But you got that with all of those press this, hold that, twirl this, and count to five, and you got all that, and you remembered all that? I never remember all that stuff.
I did it by the numbers. It went 1, 2, 3. It was nothing.
Gotcha. All
right. But 14 hours too late.
Well, in any event, we're coming up on the next break. You can go to DeSantisHolsters.com, and they have this one little package where you can buy both a molded leather holster that is a work of art and a Kydex holster of this, you know, for the same gun. What do they call that package, Gene? What is that one called?
I give up. I don't know all the details.
Okay, I don't either. I will have that when we get back, but... That's a very unique package. That's a unique package, but I'll have that all for you. And you can find this either at DeSantisHolsters.com, Holsters.com. They've got a lot of websites redirecting you in the right direction.
Holster. Not
DeSantis
that.
Holster. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
You go to our competitor.
Gotcha. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Joe Biden signing executive orders on Wednesday in regards to climate change. Biden set to sign more executive orders the rest of the week as well. In the first week of his presidency, Biden signed orders regarding COVID-19, immigration, and the border wall. Regarding all these executive orders, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows believes
President Biden is putting America last, and whether it's our border policy or any of the other executive orders that he's putting forth, it's going to have a real chilling effect on jobs.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning Americans about a nationwide threat of terrorism. Acting Secretary David Pekoski issuing a bulletin saying there's currently a heightened threat across the United States that will persist over the coming weeks. The DHS adding, though, there are no specific or credible plots. You're listening to USA Radio News. More fraud is coming to light in the Golden State.
California state officials announced at least $11.4 billion in unemployment benefits have been mistakenly paid out fraudulently. Some of the officials are estimating it could be as much as $31 billion stolen. There is no sugarcoating the reality, Julie Hsu, the California Labor Secretary, said Monday. California has not had sufficient security measures in place to prevent this level of fraud, and criminals took advantage of the situation, end quote. President Biden plans to nominate California Labor Secretary Julie Hsu for the number two position at the U.S. Labor Department. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Boeing 737 MAX is being allowed to return to service in Europe with some improvements. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency says they're confident the aircraft is safe, but they still will continue to monitor the 737 MAX operations closely. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Joining me now is the creator and founder and the remote owner of DeSantis, and that is Gene DeSantis. Chief cook and bottle washer, yeah. Well, I mean, really, truly, that's the hard part is getting it started, isn't it? It's not, once you get it started, and you have such a storied history supplying holsters to various organizations and people. And I mean, were you the first one to come out with molded leather?
I was the first one to popularize it, but not the first. There was a company, two companies in New York that I actually modeled my business after. In the very beginning, one was a fellow by the name of Chick Gaylord. He was like the master way back when in the 50s. One of his proteges went off on his own and that was Paris Theodore, who founded Seven Trees Limited. And Seven Trees Limited had some really innovative stuff. Much of it was the work of his predecessor, Chick Gaylord. But he had very interesting stuff, but his the problem there was he just couldn't deliver. He never knew how to mass produce anything. So if you wanted a one-up quality holster and you're willing to wait 4 to 6 or 8 weeks or maybe longer, you could get one from Seven Trees, and they were very good at it. And he was really one of the things that put me into business because people couldn't get his products, and I could make those same products, if not better. And that's what I did. I followed the lead.
Well, popularizing it means something, too. I mean, I know a lot of people. Like, I've heard about one tactical guy that came out with this idea, but he didn't know how to make it happen. And then somebody else made it happen, and he got very upset because somebody else made it happen. But, I mean, that's just the way business works. But molded leather.
I'll give you one example of that.
Sure.
If you want to hear it.
Absolutely.
Kel-Tec came out with that 32 automatic, I don't know what they call it, many, many years ago. And I don't think they ever protected it with utility patents. And then Ruger came along and made, they duplicated it, but made it much better. And they got the lion's share of the market. They did famously with that little pistol. They made it in 380, and it was a winner. But why the little guy? Well, Kel-Tec's not so small, but why they didn't protect it with utility patents is beyond my wildest dreams. Why they didn't do that? And it would have cost them $15,000 or $20,000, and they would have been king of swing.
Yeah, well, that's also a point. It does happen. Now, it would have been interesting to see what those look like. Yours. Whenever I see a wall, and I can always tell when I'm at the DeSantis booth because there's always going to be a wall of these molded leather holsters that are just beautiful to behold. The leather is, what kind of leather are you using?
Well, it's all American leather, steer hide. You know, we used to, when I first started out, I used to make everything in horse hide, but that just does not lend itself to production.
Hard to get that in a mold, isn't it?
Well, they come, you know, it's a small piece of leather. It comes off the horse's butt, right above the tail,
right,
and down to the flanks of the legs. And from center to the edge, they're all different weights in there, all different thicknesses. And you just, you know, you can pick one holster out of the right spot, but you can do that again only to the other side of the tail, so to speak, and get the same holster. But that's it. The rest of them out of that hide are going to be for different holsters with lighter thickness, thinner holsters. So they don't lend themselves to production, but the cowhide does, of course. You know, we can level that stuff out, and it'll be uniform thickness. We can cut our holsters thick, and then bring them down through machines that we have that will split them down to exactly what we want. And you can't do that with a horse hide, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It does make a great holster. But
one of these days I'm gonna have to get my courage up, and I'd like to be taken through the DeSantis facility.
I'd love to take you through there. It's really exciting to watch. I could show you machines that I designed and have built myself, and just to do our specific work that we do on them, because they weren't available. I know that the first one that I ever used, a molding press, for instance, I made it out of an old wine press, of all things. And there were two of us used to crank that down with a broomstick. It was, you know, it was a worm gear that went down that would tighten tightened down on the molding rubber that we put around the actual gun. And that's how we did it in the very early days. But before the early days, I was doing everything by hand, which is even more difficult.
Yeah. Were you doing molded holsters back then? Did you have to, like, beat it in shape?
Sure. Yeah. You gotta work everything with, you know, with molding, little molding tools, hand tools, and press that leather into every little nook and cranny to make it look right. And of course, once it dries, it takes that shape of the gun and it holds it in. I could show you holsters that I made out of horse hide, sewn by hand, and somebody's at my front door. Sewn by hand, and these things were used on the range by some friends, FBI agents, that were firearms instructors for years and years. Hang on one second. Let me yell.
Alan, you got to get the front door, please. What do I know who's there? I'm sitting here.
I hope your listeners
couldn't hear all of that, but
yeah. Well, this is the drama of live radio, Gene. This is what makes it what it is.
I could show you these holsters, Bill. I could show you these holsters. They're hanging in my hanging in a picture frame, and they were used for 25-30 years, and they're still as good as new.
Yeah, I can believe that.
They don't look nearly as good as what we make today, but they work.
Well, that's the main thing. I think a product that looks like it has a little age on it has a little bit of character. That's what I think. But for those of you that are interested in one of these holsters, you can go to holster.com. DeSantisHolster.com. Am I right on that, Gene?
You did it right.
Thank you. Singular, not plural. Go to his website. Look at the various packages they have. Look at the foot molded leather. I mean, the molded leather is just a work of art. Check out the Kydex. Check out the packages they have for the concealed carry. They have for the outside the waistband, law enforcement, civilian. It doesn't matter. They got something for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Them out at holster.com, DeSantisHolster.com. It'll take you where you need to go. Then if you're looking for a holster, you are exactly where you need to be. Joining us now is the founder and the chief cook and bottle washer at DeSantis, and that is Gene DeSantis. So as we go into this, do you expect... when you're looking at the gun industry, which, how much is all of this, all of these, has there been any sort of shortages for you as far as materials and things to put things together?
The only time we have a shortage is when people stop eating beef and the cattle industry slows down. At that time, the leather slows down and we can't necessarily get what we want. But that doesn't happen often. It happened back in the late 70s, I believe that was when it happened. We had such a shortage of leather that we needed actually, I was buying leather from a distributor in the lower part of Manhattan. And I had to pay him in greenbacks. And to give him this money, Phil, I had to actually get into an elevator with him, and he would stop it in between floors so no one could see me counting cash out. That's how crazy it got.
That sounds like something you see in Miami Vice.
Those were the days.
But you're
talking about kydex. Now, we have been doing it. I have been doing it personally since, I guess, somewhere around the mid to late 70s. And the first job I ever got with kydex, believe it or not, was for, not for a gun, it was for a barcode reader. Now, we all have seen them in Home Depot and everywhere else, and many of them are marked Motorola. But before it was Motorola, it was Symbol Technologies, and they were on Long Island. And I remember their buyer, his name was Art Curley, if my memory serves me, many, many years ago, of course. He asked me if I could build him a holster for these barcode scanners that would let them, you know, draw the thing out, carry it on their waist. And I did. I made them, are you ready? A paddle holster that was a brake front, and it was made of Kydex. And that's going back into the mid to late 70s, long before it ever got popular for guns.
Right.
So we have had loads of experience. And the way we do this now, unlike many of the small competitors around the country, and there's so many making the stuff in the garage, in the basements, in the kitchens. Largely, they're doing it, and I've seen it done. They actually do videos, and they push them out on YouTube. I've watched them, and they wrap the Kydex around a blue gun, and they put it in a press, and they press down on the heated Kydex. We don't do anything like that. I had to yell again to make a noise.
Well, you know.
They press down on the Kydex, they cut around. We don't do anything like that. Our stuff is precision made on CNC machinery, and the first one and the thousandth first one fit identically. And the tools we use are within thousandths of an inch of the real gun, so they are virtually perfect fit, each and every one of them. And I'm very proud of what we do, because, I mean, we do a lot of it. I'll say no more about that. We do a lot of it. But,
now, when we say Kydex, right, when we're talking Kydex, is what you use actually Kydex? Because I know there's Kydex, and there's polymer, and there's, you know, it's the many different actual builds and construction types out there. What is it that the scientists use?
Let me clarify that, and that's a misnomer. Very, very. It's a word that's prostituted. The polymer. Polymer refers to multiple bonds in the molecule, and it's basically plastic. So everything that you call polymer, you could call plastic.
Okay.
And Kydex is one form. When we use it, we actually mark it registered with the arc and the circle around it. It's not the only game in town. There are several makers that make a very similar product. Another name that is pretty much dead to nuts the same as Kydex is Boltron. And we use both of them. And we've already used the Uniroyal product. So there's more than one product out there that does basically the same job.
Right. Is there one that is more durable than
more
the other?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Is there one that's more durable than the other?
No, I can tell you that when we get Kydex, we generally spray all our finished Kydex holsters with a top coat, so they all look the same. Because from sheet to sheet, you'll get different appearance. Some will have a little gray modeling in it. The others will be jet black. So when it goes out, when using Kydex, we spray every product before it goes out the door, so they all look perfect.
We only got about 3 minutes here.
Boltron on the other end delivers a product that we don't have to spray it. So it's consistently, the color is much more consistent. But other than that, they work the same. They last the same. They have the same melting points. They're pretty much the same product chemically.
So let me ask you this question. We now have 3 minutes left, so this is going to, let me make this quick. When I was in the military, I carried my .45 ACP in a leather tanker's rig, as they call it, a chest holster. And everybody that had, everybody that wore it on the belt wore a leather holster. And that was in the 80s. And somewhere between then and now, they began to segue from leather to Kydex. What is the benefit of Kydex over leather?
1986, they were nylon holsters. They were made by Bianchi, designed by Richard Nichols and the military. They went back and forth until they got it exactly the way they wanted it. And Bianchi had that job for years and years and years. And only recently, in the last, I guess, since the Gulf War, have they started in, has anybody used Kydex?
I remember those big old Bianchi holsters. Those things, big old flap holsters that nothing would come out of.
Well, they were good.
Yeah.
At the time, it was well done. But they worked closely with the military, and they got it. Whenever I work with PTs, we get it the way they want. I had a project with LAPD, and we went change after change after change. But the net result was we really developed something great with their coaching. Just to tell us what they wanted in the finished product, not how to get there. That's our job, but
right.
what they wanted, and it's easy. Some of our best stuff over the years has been from working with the agencies and giving them what they want. I remember, if I could tell you a story, we have any more time?
I tell you what, we probably don't have time for you to tell me this story, but here's what I suggest we do. I think we need to make a regular segment, since you're a segment sponsor now, and we need to make it to where it's the world according to DeSantis. And that way, we need to do this on a regular basis, and maybe we could set it up, and I'll call you tomorrow, and we'll start setting it up, and we'll do it often enough to where all of these stories can be told. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, and I'll answer the phone as long as I'm not on my motorcycle.
Well, it's probably a better safety feature that you don't answer the phone when you're on your motorcycle, Gene. So I don't want you to answer it.
I hear it ringing in. It upsets my Sirius radio that's coming out.
I got you. Thank you very much for joining me, sir. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Pleasure, so you stay well. Stay safe. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Holster.com, DeSantisHolster.com. Check them out. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.